The Productivity Commission is calling for a $200 million boost to legal aid services to promote access to justice and equality before the law. In its new report, titled Access to Justice Arrangements, the Commission is also recommending the restoration of funding to the state-based Environmental Defenders Offices, or EDOs. A year ago, $10 million was cut from the EDO network, and several of the country's smaller offices now face closure. Greg Borschmann spoke to Jess Feely, the principal lawyer for the Tasmanian Environmental Defenders Office.
The Productivity Commission has recognised the value of public interest environmental law issues, recognising that there are ultimately cost savings that come from providing advice to the community so they understand what their rights are and how to exercise those effectively, and that there are public benefits that come from stopping inappropriate developments. So you're reducing ultimate costs in terms of health implications for poor air quality, cost to the government of having to rehabilitate land that's been damaged by an inappropriate development. So they recognise that environmental defenders' offices play a role in cutting off some of that at the pass.
The Productivity Commission called for $200 million in further funding to maintain and improve all areas of legal assistance. So how much is at stake for the EDOs? It's a fraction of that, I assume.
So the Environmental Defenders Offices had all our federal funding cut almost a year ago, and the amount that we lost was $10 million over 4 years. So the restoration of that funding would certainly go a long way towards securing good environmental outcomes in the legal sector.
$10 million over 4 years seems like a relatively modest investment. You say this is not so much about the money. There's another reason the network has been targeted. What are you getting at, and where's the evidence for that?
Certainly the Environmental Defenders Offices have been strong advocates for good environmental outcomes and for reforms. We've collectively across the country been involved in litigations that have challenged mining developments, forestry developments, and as a result of that, some governments have felt that it's not an appropriate investment of public funds. While all of the legal assistance sector has been under a bit of a cloud, the EDOs had their funding cut immediately as opposed to waiting until the outcome of this Productivity Commission report, which the other legal assistance sectors have had the benefit of that wait. So certainly EDOs were targeted in the initial funding cuts in a way that the rest of the legal assistance sector was not.
Attorney General George Brandis announced these funding cuts almost exactly a year ago. The cuts came without warning or prior consultation, but given the government's current budget problems, nothing is likely to change, is it, even with this report?
Certainly the Productivity Commission report acknowledges that there is a funding issue around legal assistance generally, but even in that context they do recommend a significant injection of funds so that the legal assistance sector can be run efficiently. Environmental Defenders Offices got their funding initially almost 20 years ago now as the result of an Access to Justice report recommending that there be an investment in environmental advocacy. And so we would be hopeful that a similar report 20 years on confirming that the Productivity Commission still sees a role for environmental advocacy would be something that the government would listen to.
So how long can you hang on? Some of the smaller EDO offices are reportedly in danger of closing following last year's cuts.
Certainly a lot of the smaller offices have been almost entirely dependent on that federal funding. So the cut of the federal funding has meant that a number of the smaller offices are at risk of closing next year.
And that presumably includes yourself. You're from Tasmania, but also I gather the Northern Territory is in trouble too.
A number of the small offices are in trouble and will either be closing or having to significantly reduce staff. So EDO Tasmania is certainly amongst those that are at risk.
And for an office like yours in Tasmania, what are the alternatives? If you close your doors, where do people go?
Well, unfortunately, there isn't really an alternative. So other community legal services and the Legal Aid Commission have no expertise or capacity to provide advice on environmental law. So in the absence of the Environmental Defenders Offices, people will have no real avenue to find out what the environmental laws are, what rights they've got under them, and how they can exercise those effectively to protect the environment.
As well as the wider cuts to legal aid, the government has also completely cut funding to so-called legal advocacy. What is legal advocacy, and why does the Productivity Commission say funding for it should be restored, as well as work on law reform, for example?
So law reform and advocacy are interchangeable in the sense that advocacy is where you've identified a problem, and certainly EDOs and other community legal services, because they see clients on the front line, they can identify where there are difficulties with the current legislation and where reforms to the legislation may actually have much broader implications than just individual advices and litigation. So it's that lobbying for changes to the law which will mean that the regulatory framework is better for everyone.
Just to give us an idea of how it works, what sort of legal work has your office done in the last 12 months?
The Environmental Defenders Office Tasmania has done a range of things. So we're involved in a number of litigations looking at the validity of development approvals for mining activities in the northwest of Tasmania. We've also done a lot of education around mineral extraction and unconventional gas extraction. So we've developed a community guide to mining law so people understand what the laws are, how they can get involved, what their rights are to raise concerns about what the impact of unconventional gas exploration in their area might be. And we've run community workshops on those issues. We've been heavily involved in reforms to the planning system and looking at ways to ensure that environmental issues are considered in the planning stages and also that the community, so individuals and community groups, are able to have a say in the way that planning happens in their communities.
But are you saying it's a win-win, better environment and better bottom line?
Absolutely, and I think the Productivity Commission statements confirm that. It's a false economy to cut the funding to an organisation which actually provides a more streamlined assessment and opportunities for the community to understand what their rights are and how they can exercise them most effectively and most efficiently.
That's Jess Feely, the principal lawyer for the Tasmanian Environmental Defenders Office, speaking with our environment editor, Greg Borschmann.